A rule that's aimed at protecting unsophisticated investors is being challenged by President Donald Trump. He signed an executive order on Friday that delayed the so-called fiduciary rule. WSHU's Charles Lane reports on what happens next and what it means for workers planning for retirement.
David Mendels is an investment advisor, and one day back in 2008, a client came in.
He was at that point in his late 80s, and we were going over various investments that he had, and one of them was an annuity that he had bought at his local bank.
Mendels was alarmed because this annuity was totally inappropriate for an investor in his near 90s. The tax penalties cost far more than the interest earned. But Mendels' client didn't know that.
He was a smart fellow, but his wife took care of all the investments, and she had just recently died. And, you know, you trust your banker.
Trust, in this case, cost the investor money, while the banker pocketed a $3,000 commission.
And people don't understand that. They don't understand that this person's job is to sell.
The new rule aimed to protect investors like this. It was written by the Department of Labor and was supposed to go into effect in April. But now the Trump administration is reconsidering it. They could do a number of things, and the Republican-controlled Congress will have say too. And so will Francis Creighton, a lobbyist for the banking sector. He participated in drafts of Friday's executive order.
We at the Financial Services Roundtable and our members strongly believe that there should be a best interest standard for all transactions. We, however, believe that that's better achieved at the Securities and Exchange Commission.
In the past, the SEC has struggled to write rules like this because they're governed by a bipartisan commission. Consumer advocates worry that if the SEC takes charge, the rule will either wither and die or get watered down. But the reason finance companies want the SEC in charge is because penalties for wrongdoing would be handed out by SEC judges, not courts.
The problem with going to court is that there's no way to quantify what's going to happen because you're handing everything off to a jury.
Creighton says it's less about fearing multi-billion dollar jury verdicts as opposed to consistency. Businesses can follow whatever rules are in place, he says, but they can't stomach the huge changes in enforcement between different administrations. But remember that client in his 80s we talked about before? Investment advisor David Mendels says the SEC wouldn't have been able to help him.
The bank would have been unaffected because the SEC does not govern insurance sales, and this particular product was an insurance sale.
Trump's executive order delays implementation of the rule until August. Consumer advocates have signaled that they will sue to keep the rule in place. Charles Lane, WSHU News.